Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You have wasted a lot of mine and your time. And I think that's bad grammar.
I think it's my and your time.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Hand, isn't this really our time? That's fantastic. And getting back to the whole payphones, I mean, for a long period of time, wasn't your payphone your office?
Oh, I see. It's just bust Nikki's balls today. Great. So much for mental health awareness. So out the window. Let's bring them down.
I didn't carve my first pumpkin till I was in seventh grade.
Oh, really? That's sad.
But I didn't do it over my house. I did it over my friend's house because my parents were never home to carve them.
Did you carve something else, like an avocado or something?
Yeah, that's right, Rob. That's right. Because I'm Spanish.
In Bolivia, one carves the avocado on the 1st of August.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
All right, I realize that Dan O'Brien will be mentioned in a feature on the show today later, so I don't want to jump the gun on that because I know that's coming up. But I will tell you, it's really great when I have a stressful afternoon or morning. First of all, it starts with the hair. My beautifully conditioned and washed hair
Coiffed. That
comes in here and has been Floridarized today.
It's so got volume.
Then it happens when I'm getting a repair done at my buddy's house where I keep my golf cart.
Yes.
And I got a stain on his very nice epoxied garage floor. And then I had a guy that stiffed me who was supposed to come out and repair it. Where I woke up, I called the guy on the phone. I go, "Hello, I'm in Miami, dude. Thank you for that appointment. Thank you." And then he just bailed.
Yeah,
completely.
Yeah. Well,
so that's
he's in
been
Miami.
My,
what type
today.
Of stain? I thought epoxy just.
Torrential rain gets on battery case. Battery case has gribblies on it and goes down onto garage floor.
No. That'll get rid of the epoxy. Yeah.
Already cleared it with my buddy that this guy was going to come out, and this guy effed me hard
sideways.
It's embarrassing.
And I really, really wasn't happy. Then flash forward to technology for this show that hasn't been updated in over a decade. So
on your
end, it's on my end.
Not on this end.
Well, it's not me.
No, it's not you. It's Rob.
It's me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
When was the last time you updated software?
On what?
On
his stuff?
Like the stuff we
this
play.
This past week. We just didn't think about you. That's what I'm saying.
The disconnect. Yeah, that's why I'm not there.
Yes.
If I was there, I'd be sitting in that studio and I come in and say, "We put this on your computer. You're set to go."
You're there.
I'm here. No one's been. No one's helped me. No, I'm on my own and I'm not technologically savvy.
Yes, but you know what? We reached a solution. We'll be better tomorrow. We'll have it. We'll have it updated and ready to go. And it'll be great.
But I've got a Who the F Is It. And the last time we played Who the F Is It, my fat fingers lost the music. So all I have is,
well,
the theme, which is, I suppose, if I'm going to have one,
strong.
That's good.
It's the most important film.
It's strong.
But I had a whole, element.
It's not the same
elements.
When it's not all there, especially when you do the work.
So on the scale of, bad things, it's a minor day. But it's minor annoyances that get cumulative.
They compound.
And, the friend thing is the coup d'etat. Like, that is when you mess something up out of friends and you're trying to fix it and it doesn't
get fixed. His permission, which you're embarrassed to get, and he's as cool can be. And then the other guy that drove out, looked at it, told me, never let him off the hook.
Yeah.
Don't let people come out when they're available and say, "I can do this a week from." No. Do it this week.
Yes.
Yeah.
You dummy.
Yeah, okay. Because then you got to call your friend and be like,
"Hi, Blake."
Blake?
Remember when I said Blake was going to come over? That's not going to happen. Sorry I had you wait around your house.
Are you sure when you called him, Blake didn't say, "I'm in Miami because my name is Blake"?
Ask me when I made the other three calls to other epoxy floor people. Ask me if you do floor repairs. All right. This was the answer. Three different places. Third one, I hung up in anger.
Hi, this is Mike O'Mara. Do you do epoxy floor repairs for garages?
If we install the floor. You!
Well, that escalated quickly.
I had to get it out of my system. Ruined my day. I had a pretty good day. I am boosted, ladies and gentlemen. I am.
Oh, you got your booster?
What time?
Today?
Yes.
10:30.
Oh, he's getting the effects now.
Yeah.
Cranky Yankees coming out.
10?
No, I've been cranky all day.
Oh.
You get me with a meeting that I have to drive a half an hour to at 8 a.m. and stiff me. And then,
you didn't even say that you had to go and meet him there.
He was just going over there.
Yeah, I thought he was just showing up. You had to be there? That makes it 10 times.
It's not my home. Of course I have to meet him there.
I didn't realize that makes it worse. That makes it much worse.
And then he shows up. He calls. I call him.
Blake.
Finally. And it's sleepy. And then I'll call you in an hour. So an hour and 15 minutes later, I call again.
He went Stifler on you. Full Stifler.
Yeah. But why do you, here's a question.
Yes.
Why do you show up initially to check out the job and look at it and have pictures sent and do all that? And then what? Because, I know, you might have a major narcotics problem. That's exactly what it is.
That's usually also, what I chalk it
that's,
up to.
That's exactly abuse. What else could it be?
Why does he call back after an hour and change when he's in Miami?
He didn't.
He didn't.
I had to call him again.
Yeah. But didn't he say to initially, we're going to speak again? But he already knew he was in Miami, so he knew he wasn't coming.
No. But I thought that, I was still holding out hope for the following week or something like that. But then the whole thing is blown off.
You always have to account for the loser factor.
Yeah.
But then here's the thing. It was the first phone call, and it went well. And I was like, wow, that was easier than I thought. No, it wasn't. All right, but anyway, that doesn't change anything.
I would love an epoxy garage.
The show must go on, and it's time to play Who the F Is.
Yes.
Love this game.
Do you have some background music for this, like that ding 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 ding?
Oh, like the thinking music?
Ten ways to win big.
And I'll try to get a transition sound as well.
Okay,
all right, like maybe.
Rob won the last time. I know.
Yeah, I think we're tied now.
I don't like being tied.
I know you're not a fan.
It's time to win.
Well, Who the F Is It, the game where I give you 10 clues.
10.
And you have to tell me who the F is it. And sometimes you get them within 3. Sometimes you don't get them at all, like last game. This one, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
And remember,
bringing
Oscar,
up things from 1980.
When you have the solution, you have to yell,
I've got it.
Exactly. That's how you play this game. Mike?
All right. All right. Very good. And now you will get, I'll have to time it out. What is it, about 20 seconds that you get
roughly.
Per one? All right, so are you ready to start, ladies and gentlemen?
Ready.
This person is 69 years old.
Ooh. 69 years old.
Not just an age, but a sexual position.
Yes. Yes, it is. Thank you for taking it to that level, even though we were all thinking it. So this person, not yet 70, would have been born in 1953? That puts it in perspective.
A boom.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
And it's a person.
Well, let me turn that up. Hold on. Maybe get that a little louder. Better?
Yes.
Better.
All right, ready to move on?
Ready.
Yes, please.
He.
Oh, it's a man.
Thank you.
Was born in Peekskill, New York, and grew up in Florida.
Whoa.
So a definite East Coaster.
A snowbird.
Well, not if he didn't keep going back and forth.
Well, we don't know that.
He was
that.
A child growing up there. He wouldn't be a snowbird.
In life, he was a snowbird.
Yes. Maybe he has...
No, he was not a snowbird in life. We don't know that. You went yes without thinking.
No, I'm letting Oscar advance because I love when he does stuff like that. Maybe he has a disease that makes him sensitive to cold.
Or the sun. He was born, then moved.
That's right. Well, why would he move to a place with more sun?
Here's the good news.
Excuse me.
Yes.
With the old elements, I would have a certain amount of time to let this band continue. Now I have to do it randomly, but my finger tells me. There. When he was 5 years old.
Five!
He asked his father to build him a stage.
So he was he asked for a stage in 1958.
He would have used lumber.
Yes, for lumbar support.
To build the stage.
Oh, yes, the stage at age 5. So he's probably a lifelong showbiz guy.
Yeah.
Do you think he's a child star?
No. His craft was honed at home, but then they wouldn't put children on TV unless you're a Little Orphan Annie.
Wait, I've got it. Oh, I didn't get it in time.
Next clue.
He made 4 appearances on The Gong Show.
Oh, that damn show.
Now, you
show.
See, here's the thing.
You said you had it after the last clue.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you know what? I withdraw it because my guy was never on The Gong Show. He could be a contestant or he could be a judge.
I've never seen The Gong Show.
So the frequent judges were Artie Johnson, mm-hmm. J.P. Morgan, who's a woman, so it does not count.
Love the bank.
Neither one of them, I believe, would be 69.
No, none of them would be.
Excuse me.
So I'm thinking he might be a contestant, not a judge. How about that?
Oh, I think so.
I'm sorry we have to proceed.
Yes, I wish
this
you would.
This is tough.
Since the 1990s, he has become a style icon. And we may circle back to that.
A style icon. At age 69.
I got it. Who?
You got to do it louder.
I've got it. Ralph.
Yes, Oscar.
Lauren.
I'm sorry.
The last time Ralph Lauren saw 69 was 1969.
All right. Now, when I wrote this clue,
yeah.
I thought that one of you or both of you might get it.
Mm-hmm.
With this clue. Here goes. Ready? Right. He had a recurring role on Murphy Brown.
Damn it.
Boy, I didn't watch that show that much.
I just
much.
Know Candace Bergen.
Well, see, I feel lucky when that happens.
And there was the fat bartender. Guy. Murphy Brown. Yeah, and there was
I thought it was mostly women.
And then the newsman.
I don't remember the
boy, for somebody who didn't watch the show, you know a lot about it.
Straight-laced newsman. But none of the people that I can figure would be a fashion
icon. I got it.
Oscar has it.
Phil Hartman.
Damn it.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
No.
And he would be dead.
That's true.
He would not be 69 years
hearts.
Old.
Yeah,
he would be dead.
He's confirmed that the person is alive.
Dead.
As of taping.
He was a member.
A living snowbird.
Of the Groundlings.
Oh, this
okay.
is great. I've got it.
Yes.
Bill Murray. Damn it.
Although I do
Sorry,
believe
that
he
is
was
incorrect.
Second City.
I believe
well, Groundlings.
Then he might have been a Groundling as well.
Yep.
We come to clue number 8.
Okay, brutal. 8 of 10. 8 of 10.
And you know what I'm doing here right now because I like drawing this out?
Yes.
I am going to switch clue number 8 with clue number 9.
Because
I can do that on this game.
Your game, yes. Your rules.
He has said he plans to open a museum with props that he has used through the years.
I've got it!
Rob Spiewak.
I hate it if you know this.
Carrot Top.
I'm sorry, that is not correct. And you would, if you thought about Carrot Top and you thought about, I don't think he's anywhere near that old. But I think he's probably in his 60s.
He's at the Luxor.
Maybe. Because he does residency. Play, he has a residency at the Luxor.
Don't ask me why I know that.
That's true.
Yes, I'm trashy. I know that.
Well, then there's another prop comic that could be.
I've got it.
I'm sorry, your moment was already used up.
Damn it.
He got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame all the way back in 1989.
I've got it!
Damn it.
It's Gallagher.
It is not Gallagher. I'm sorry.
Those were my 2 prop guys.
I hold in my hand, gentlemen.
Can't
the
lose.
The final.
I hate this.
Clue.
This is the first.
Peekskill, New York.
Snowbird.
And grew up in, I said Florida, I'll be more specific, Sarasota, Florida.
Ooh. Oh, you should have said that earlier.
Where, clue number 10, he was arrested in July of 1991.
I definitely have it.
Rob Spiewak, let me get my little thing here because I think you probably do.
Oh, no.
Who the F is it, Rob?
It is Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee Wee Herman. Yes!
Rob Spiewak at clue number 10. That's why you want to know why I rearranged the clues?
Because
that was clue number 8, and that would have ruined
it.
I wouldn't
have gotten
my other
two. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Maybe something about blow. Maybe no. The movie?
No.
No, no. He was caught in a movie theater, an adult movie theater.
Yeah, doing the Yankee
pleasuring
drinking.
Himself. Yeah, yes.
Pleasure.
He was also later popped for child pornography.
Yes. This is true.
Went away for a little while, came back, got kind of nailed again.
And remember, we found out on his most recent movie that was, I believe, made for Netflix, that he uses like duct tape to tape his skin back. Yeah, it's crazy when they show those rear shots.
Here's the one that I thought was interesting. Since the 1990s, he has become a style icon. Everybody today, men today, especially thin men, wear those Pee Wee Herman suits.
Yeah, those tiny, skinny suits.
Those super, super tight that were used by Pee Wee Herman as...
No, every suit is that tight on me. That's why
I think I would. I don't think even if I was thin, I'd want to wear a suit like that.
You look good in them.
No, you know what? I don't like when people show too much cuff. That makes you show a lot of cuff. I don't like that look. I don't like the short jacket.
I don't like the short jacket either. I like, you want to know what I like? I like, you want to go back to a style. No, somebody who's thin, yes. Go back to Cary Grant and look at Cary Grant in a suit.
Look at the
in
suit.
North by Northwest.
It's the magic suit.
Look at the suit from North by Northwest and Cary Grant. That's the way, that's like flawless.
And not only is it perfectly cut, it's all he wears for 4 days and it still looks great.
But the thing about the skinny weatherman we have down here and that you have all over local TV now is they wear these suits that I think look ill-fitting.
Yeah.
I think they really, really do.
I do too.
I think the worst thing is, by the way, I don't begrudge the people wearing the stylish suits of the day if they're a slender guy. Mm-hmm. I hate it when an older, chubbier guy tries to pull that off, a la James Corden. You know, who looks ridiculous? Does James Corden not try to wear the stylish suit of the day?
And he
looks like a sausage.
And I love the fact that James Corden, since he started his show, has just been on the wrong side of being he doesn't need to lose weight. He's always so close. James, you look almost great.
Yeah, Cary Grant looks good in this, but he's wearing like a double-breasted suit.
It's not double-breasted.
That's not the same suit.
Is it? No.
It's single-breasted.
Single-breasted.
Yes, it is.
It's not fitting him, though. It's like
that's the style of the day with shoulder pads and a blue tie.
Mm.
I think it's one of the greatest suits in Hollywood history.
It's close to the skinny suit, but not your tailored suit.
Yeah, it is close to it.
But
close
it's tailored
to the skinny
better.
Suit.
It's tailored better.
It's like a medium skinny suit.
Anyway.
All right.
Medium?
Rubens,
it looks good.
Paul Rubens went on to reprise his role as pilot droid Rex in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. A Star Wars themed land that opened at Disneyland and Disney's Hollywood Studios.
One of us had to win.
I didn't know he was on the Murphy Brown. What character did he play on Murphy Brown? Do you know this?
I don't know. Let me see.
A masturbating drug dealer.
Yes.
Yes.
Always made a mess.
The thing about Pee Wee Herman, it is pretty amazing and a tribute to his iconic status that he has been able to survive the type of scandals that he has survived because he's a bit of a perv.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, but he's, he's still hanging in there.
I don't even know how you picked him.
Great movie, too. Pee Wee's Big Adventure was a great film.
I recommend, I'm not somebody who would always recommend people getting high, but if you are so inclined and that particular is your herb of choice, I think perhaps you should hop on board that and, spend an evening with Paul Rubens one night and watch that.
I still remember seeing it in the theater and the story of Large Marge. I nearly released. Mm. It was very frightening.
It was scary.
Yes, it was.
Absolutely. iPads are fun to play with. So I was just messing around with my iPad. So today, I decided there has been so little guidance on booster shots.
Yeah.
You hear the big news story that you are, Pfizer comes out and gets approved for a booster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you were a Pfizer guy, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah. I was a Pfizer guy with my first two.
Yeah.
So I have some answers to any questions people might wonder about. The first one is, do you need a prescription from your doctor so you fall into that category of health risks enable it? No, you do not.
Mm-hmm.
You just do you have pre-existing conditions? Yeah, I was pre-diabetic and I'm overweight, so I said I'm 62. I'll go in and do it. No doctor's check.
They asked to see your card, I imagine.
They did no such thing.
Really? Because you see, that's
nope.
That's the thing. I'm Moderna.
I went to the drugstore.
And why make it hard?
Exactly.
Well, here's the thing. It is hard. There's no guidance. Because I called my doctor's office and they were like, hamana.
But if you're telling me that, you just walk in.
By the way, the booster that they're calling it. This is where dummies try to make things more complicated than they need to be. This is a third
dose.
Equal dose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the, it's not, you know, I don't know why they call it, it's your third shot, basically. And everybody should get a third shot so that it's they are like, it's not the,
it's the dumbing
know,
of America. I heard a podcast this morning where they talk about how stupid people are. A guy talked on this podcast. He says, do you realize now when I go to my money machine, they've replaced the withdrawal button with a button that says get money.
Cash. Get cash. Get cash. Even easier than that. Duh.
Duh.
So, I mean, but the guy, I made an appointment online at the drugstore for 9:30, first appointment of the day. And I walk in and I got the shot about 10. And I said, he said, sorry for the delay. I said, well, I just, you know, I figured with the online registration, it would be more. He said, oh, you shouldn't even bother with that.
Wow.
We just do them when people come in.
Yeah, just
so they're handling it now like a flu shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you look at your card. Have you ever noticed that there are actually four slots, not just two?
And did you, and I actually, with my timing of it, I believe April 4 was my second dose. So I'm almost within 10 days of the actual 6 months.
Okay.
So I actually, you know, I waited 10 days after the 6 month window, which is when you want to do it. But I did it all on my own because there's... You know, it's
you're
like
your
everything.
Own
we're all
this is
yeah.
Great.
I'm my own advocate.
Remember,
but
we
I feel,
had to have vaccine
good.
Angels before.
Yeah,
let's not complain about how easy
Linda
it is
Her,
now.
Linda Her back. But here's the thing: I don't file that under easy. I file that under they're not getting the word out about how this crap works.
Yeah,
and it's like, well, they're being approved and they're being approved. I think that you know what I would tell people: if you feel like you are in a category where
you've passed 6 months.
Yes.
And you passed the 6 months of your second dose, go out and do it.
Yeah.
I think that's smart. And do it. I don't encourage anybody to lie on the application, but I am not diabetic. I am overweight. And that's it. If you're overweight, go get it.
And
if you're,
Mike,
you know,
was it a lie
age.
When you said, my name is Senator Mike O'Mara?
I'm Senator Michael Blutarski. Please help me right now.
Now, what have you heard, if anything, because I've heard different things that there are people that have gotten the Moderna vaccine that are getting the Pfizer booster.
You can do that, yes.
And then there's no problem with that?
I was listening to the news that said they're going to match up okay.
Yeah.
But they are still not out with the Pfizer or Johnson boosters. Am I right about that?
Moderna should be approved soon enough.
I would think so.
Soon.
It's imminent. And then Johnson, imminent. And Johnson & Johnson, don't know if, when that's going to happen, if it's going to happen. The question I have for you, Mike.
Yes.
Like, I don't like mismatched tires on my car, let alone mismatched vaccines in my body.
I agree. Yeah. I would feel the same way about it.
Someone sloppy like Rob, you know. He may be more inclined to...
I mean, they probably won't even hit a vein on me.
Would you guys get the second... what do you get
Moderna.
For your...
I got Moderna.
Got Moderna?
Yeah. And I believe Johnson & Johnson, when they're approved, they'll be exclusively at Dollar Tree if you want to get that shot.
But if you go from Johnson & Johnson to Pfizer, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that that's okay.
Johnson & Johnson booster vaccine.
Family Dollar COVID vaccine.
Family Dollar immunocompromised.
Family Dollar Delta variant.
Family Dollar colloquial therapy.
How do you feel?
Family Dollar.
Oh, fine. I felt fine after both of them, and I don't know what that
don't
was.
Joke about that.
No, I'm sorry. We'll good except for this.
We'll be back in a moment. Did you get the shot in your hair? You know what you need. Family Dollar hair gel.
Yeah.
This is when my wife would say to me, hi, Mary, saying my hair looks like my wispy hair looks like my mother's.
Unfortunately, the humidity in Florida causes...
It never usually bothers me.
Extreme frizz.
Yeah, it does cause some frizz.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was my lack of activity today. Because I did come home after my vaccine, and I was a little logy. I was a little bit...
That happens.
There you go.
Yeah.
And, of course, I never sleep during the day. And when I ever get a moment to catch a little nap, that's when the 3-inch long dog who loves to scream and bark more than any dog in the world. And he's having more accidents in the house now. So we don't know about him.
Well, that's been a long time coming.
Been a long time, but I'm worried that this might be, you know, close. He's been around a long time. So he's lived a good life.
Maybe he needs a booster.
Oh yeah.
He does need a booster. I'd like to take him out and give him a boost. I'd like to go out to Route 75 and give him a booster.
Boost right out onto the road.
You love him. Come on.
I do until he does that. Because Mrs. O'Mara got a new bread machine delivered.
Bread machine. Guy with the bread machine outside.
Is she trying to kill you?
I don't know, but it's whenever, Oscar, I swear to God, I never get a chance to close my eyes during the day. And when I did today, after my booster, that's when he just finds an excuse. And by the way, the guy that dropped off the bread machine, he was in Miami by the time Frankie stopped barking. With the
he should have said hi to Blake. He could say hi to Blake in Miami.
Blake.
Oh, I must have forgot.
Oh, you did, Blake? Okay.
Yeah. Can I call you about an hour?
I just lost a tooth.
Yeah, there you go.
A tooth. I'm having some trouble.
I have the text exchange. I don't mind reading it to you. I'll do this right now.
Meanwhile, right. Frankie's watching out for the Chevrolet variant.
This is this is Michael Mara winning at life.
Winning! 7:58. Just confirming our appointment at 8 a.m.
Proactive.
Nothing.
Mike. I like that.
Nothing. Then I call and I get the... Then after I call, I swear to God, I get,
can I call you about an hour?
Oh. So I call. So 8:15. So I even give him an hour and 15 minutes. Sure. I call him and I don't leave a message because there's no answer. Then I immediately got a text. I am in Miami. I won't be back till next week, Wednesday. Mm. And then I write, do you still want to do the job? Then I wait another 10 minutes and I go, question mark.
Oh, yeah.
For anybody that doesn't return texts when you have a text thread going, pigs. And then he writes, I swear to God, this is the response I get. I can't take it.
Now,
is that life or is that I can't take the job? Or is it a typo? I didn't know.
No, you can't
and
tell.
Because I have been through this since I have been through this since before 8 a.m., I write, quote, get help.
Oh, no.
And then guess what I get?
What do you get?
I get the double question marks. Oh, like you're going to cop the tood with me now? Mm. Dingleberry?
Mm.
Dingleberry Epoxy. This is Blake Dingleberry.
But because I got the two question marks, I figured the last exchange, I will respond.
Yes.
You said you can't take the job after all of that. I think there is a problem. You have wasted a lot of mine and your time. And I think that's bad grammar.
I think it's my and your time.
Yeah, yeah. I always, whenever I get a double question mark.
Mr. Hand, isn't this really our time?
Whenever I get a double question mark, I reflexively reply with two exclamation points, even if it doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So that was it. And I think that everybody should go out. There were a lot of, I asked the guy at the pharmacy, by the way, it was my own pharmacy where I get my, my hundreds of medications. A day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was my own pharmacy, the Walgreens is down the street
Greens.
Here.
It's a great,
and they were
great
really, so I know the guys, I know this one guy who's just, they're very nice. And so I was peppering him with questions. I said, a lot of people doing it. He said, yeah, a lot of people are getting this booster. So, you know, with all the talk about the great state of Florida and how evil they are about, so you get a lot of people here that are on the street that are doing the right thing.
Good.
And getting their booster shots, and hopefully that will be it. So what I did, and I've been wanting to do this forever, since before we even, right at the beginning of the pandemic, I was leaving the Walgreens, you know, those automatic doors?
Yeah.
Yes. I went up and I ran my tongue from the very, very bottom of the glass all the way up, almost to the door handle. It doesn't have a handle anymore. It's automatic. Yeah. But I just went like that. I said, I'm triple boost.
Look at me.
You know what
Ready
motivated
for the
me?
World.
Mm-hmm. Old Twitch motivated me.
Yeah, I saw
Twitch,
his post.
Twitch
yeah.
posted that again. That's why social media is good. Because I said, you know what? If Twitch can do this, I can go out there.
He's taking care of himself. Then yes. I definitely do.
Yeah, but yes. I followed up. His booster was for shingles.
I thought it was Gardasil.
Could be. I don't know. He was vague.
You, when did you get your didn't you get your vaccine before I did?
We were tied just about. So I'm just about due, but you see again it's Moderna, so I'm going to hold off.
Oh, you got to wait. You got to wait. I don't blame you. I do the same thing.
Yeah. Matching same set.
But yeah, I've got my card and so I'm going to wait and see. But when it happens, I'm going to do it right away. And I make it the flu shot the same day.
I don't like different appliances.
I look great. What? I'm sorry. What?
I don't like when things don't match. It drives me nuts.
No, but I don't. I would be in the same boat. Yeah. I wouldn't get that. I wouldn't mix and match. Mm.
Yeah.
You know? Because seriously, then you'll be at Thanksgiving instead of, you know, hey, would you do me a favor and pass the.
Stop that.
Please.
Mike. We're in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah. Right. Mike, it'll be Thanksgiving, and it'll be me just pouring salt on the mashed potatoes. I just can't get them to taste right.
Anywho, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. We're delighted to have you along here.
Yes.
And, you know,
so much.
Sorry to, I'll probably end up trying to do. I'm not going to tell you anymore about my problem with the garage. Okay. It's okay. It's a minor problem. Down here, it's huge. We'll take a break.
I think it's embarrassing.
Yes. Yeah, it is embarrassing.
More than anything
else. But the guy's cool with it. He knows you'll take care of it, right?
Yeah, well, it's like saying, hey, can I borrow your bedroom? And then you throw up on his floor. Anyhow, we'll take a break.
At least you didn't get the sheets dirty.
You know, I didn't do that. But, you know, it's just, I'm an ass. We'll come back with more fun and the homepage right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
The response to Jim Amato's spoken word chart topper, That's Amato, has been overwhelming. Now, get ready, ladies. He's coming to your town, and he's bringing the hilarity with him. He's a comedy sensation for the entire nation.
Hey, did you hear about the guy who invented lifesavers? They say he made amends. A ham sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. The bartender says, we don't serve food here.
All right, that is enough. For all that is good on this green earth, stop with the jokes. You're not funny. Folks, this is Lisa King, a concerned listener. Like you, I have suffered with the bad jokes that Amato posts on social media on a regular basis. If you want real comedy, get a subscription to the TMOS bonus show. The discussions that Mike, Rob, and Oscar have are a lot funnier than what old Chucklebutt here has to offer. So please, do your part and help support TMOS so that Amato can stop with the bad jokes.
That's so funny.
Chucklebutt.
I like it when they have like the neighborhood kids all getting together and making a promo.
We're doing a show.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Solo Stove. Whether you're camping in the woods or at a backyard get-together, there's nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. Are you getting the Christmas yet? Are you getting of that up there?
It happens this weekend. The last warm day is Friday, and then a cold front rolls in. And then it's
ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike O'Mara. I want you to put down your device. I want you to dig into the warmth, and I want you to get yourself a Solo Stove.
Please.
It's brilliant. And you also connect with people. When there is nothing. I've done a lot of it in my lifetime. I've done a lot of chatting and having an adult beverage around the fire with my friends and family members. And those moments ground you in what it means to be human. I think of the Colburns when I think of this. Yeah. Whenever they come up to Maine, we're always hanging out around the fire. Solo Stove creates story-worthy moments. Oh, by the way, Colonel Colburn, can I just say thanks for jumping on with me or at least paying attention to the Red Sox so I have one person in my world, you know? And Paul, please come back. Come back to the Red Sox.
The bandwagon is getting crowded.
Solo Stove creates story-worthy moments. Fireside fumes not included. The stainless steel construction is designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. With so little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. No campfire smell on your clothes and hair, and nothing left but ultra-fine ash for easy cleanup. From camp stoves to backyard bonfires, Solo Stove products are portable and built to last. Easy to light with a few bits of starter, your fire's ablazing in minutes. And Solo Stove is so confident in their products, they give you a lifetime warranty for every purchase. You won't be surprised when you open it up and see that because it's built beautifully.
Wonderfully.
No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now you can get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. Just go to solostove.com. And remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS. And we thank you, Solo Stove.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Mr. Tambourine Man. Mr. Tambourine Man.
Oh.
This is William Shatner. Shatner. Oh, Shatner is He is the actor, is he not?
Oh,
he
is no, the marvelous to watch.
I
love
it. I hope you guys aren't going to kill him.
I'm not going to kill Shatner, but he is the actor, and he's 90. I'm not killing anybody that's 90 years old and does what he did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And put, look, I don't, I know there are people throwing rocks at this, some people talking about rich guys going, it was Shatner. This gave everybody who was even a minor fan of Star Trek a moment just to go, kind of cool.
Very
the
cool.
The old guy's up in space,
but
right?
But when you saw him in the ship, didn't it look like they were taking Grandpa for a ride on Sunday?
It was fantastic.
He's in the middle of the back seat.
I yes. love that he wore the flight suit.
I wore it.
He shed some tears after he got out of the suit. Here's his quote. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary, extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I don't want to lose it. It's so much larger than me and life. He told Jeff Bezos, quote, what you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. That is Jeff Bezos. Is sitting there with Shatner saying, this man, when I give him the freebie to go up into space, gave him everything he possibly could
Marketing
have wanted.
Marketing genius.
You know? Yeah. Uh-huh. It truly is. He added, Shatner did, everybody in the world needs to do this, but it hasn't got anything to do with the little green man and the blue orb. It has to do with the enormity and the quickness and the suddenness of life and death.
He had a
and
good time.
He dropped dead right there on cue.
Mike, he had a great time, except when he looked out on the wing and saw that gremlin.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook. Somebody put that. Hey, didn't it make most people smile? I think
of course,
it did. Yay.
Course.
God Almighty,
but
we need more of that.
I can't believe he's 90.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's an impressive age. He looks great for 90. He really does.
Well, you don't believe he's 90 because his hair is still, 38, which
he,
is, you
he
know, he's
his
done
hair
that forever.
On Amazon.
Absolutely. Mr. Tambourine Man.
Mr. Tambourine Man.
Speaking of moguls, Facebook came out yesterday and said they will start banning, quote, severe sexualizing content that targets celebrities and public figures.
Sorry, Oscar.
This is an update to its current bullying and harassment policy. Profiles, pages, groups, and events that sexualize public figures will be removed. I have been lobbying for this for so long for me personally.
Yeah. Well, I'm an administrator on Mike O'Mara's package. It's a site. I'm a fan.
It's an
no more Photoshopped images or degrading drawings or content, quote, depicting individuals in the process of bodily function. So happy.
Before and after is okay, but not during.
Don't they have a lot of other stuff they need to be working on than worrying about this
crap? It's a smoke screen.
Yeah.
It's a smoke screen to make you think they're doing something.
It's a clinker! Now, there is a young lady. I don't talk about her a lot, but I will tell you, what did I watch? I watched Richard Jewell the other night, the story about the guy that was falsely accused of being the bomber
the
in Atlanta. And the movie is Richard Jewell and Olivia Wilde.
I've seen it.
Yes.
Olivia Wilde is just
stunning.
Phenomenal looking person.
And has
she
been
really
for
is.
A good long time.
She's Georgetown graduate.
And she's very good actress.
Mm-hmm.
She is all for the Free the Nipple movement. And when I saw this story, I had to share it with you. To be honest, I doubt most men would disagree about Olivia doing this, but in an interview with Vogue, Olivia said, if we are allowed opportunities to celebrate our body, it has an effect on how we treat one another and how we treat ourselves.
Yep. Yeah.
I wish that in this country we weren't so terrified of women's bodies. Amen, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Olivia. We have this kind of puritanical perspective on nipples. She's right. I think it's really silly. And it's really hilarious to navigate this society's fear of women's bodies, even though without them, we wouldn't be here. Olivia also did a nude, unretouched photo shoot for a sustainable skincare line called True Botanicals. She said, quote, beauty isn't an obligation in order to interact with the rest of the world. This is about interacting with ourselves and celebrating ourselves. I say,
amen.
Olivia Wilde. And
this,
I feel bad for
Jason.
This goes back
to your Shark Club days, right? When you would say skin to win.
Skin to win.
Skin to win.
Yeah, we were all about getting in touch with your body. And by the way, when I see her and how beautiful she truly is and what a free spirit she really is, I feel bad for Jason Sudeikis, who I think was really banged up when they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
No, the pain is this, sad. Is the upgrade from Sudeikis to Harry Styles. That's the pain.
Yeah, I suppose. That hurts a little bit.
Because, he's working overtime.
Watermelon sugar, indeed.
The only thing worse than a dangerous TikTok trend is one that comes back for another round of punishment.
Oh, no.
Have you heard about scalp popping yet on TikTok?
Internet.
Bitcoin.
It went viral around the holidays last year, and apparently it's seeing a resurgence. I didn't know about it. The idiots risking this need to have fairly long hair to do it. Basically, someone takes a chunk of your hair, twists it around their finger, and yanks.
Oh!
But the point isn't to rip your hair out. It's to separate your scalp from your skull.
That is
So it makes like a sound?
A popping sound. And ignorant teenagers think it's great.
Of course
they do. But that sound is the soft tissue under your skin literally separating from your skull.
A point of order. Could you use the Rush Limbaugh pronunciation of the word tissue?
But that is the sound of the soft tissue under your skin literally separating from your skull.
Thank you, Rush.
Doctors are telling people not to do it because, duh. But also because it can cause bleeding under your scalp or create a sore on your head.
I hate a head sore.
What's wrong with people?
And you're stupid. Really
I smoked tea once when I was in high school because someone said we could get high off of it. My friends and I'm not proud of it.
That's an old. That's a very old urban myth based on the fact that musicians used to call marijuana tea.
I understand that, but we had no resource like an iPhone to say, is this good or bad for us?
Yeah, all I smoked in high school was a brisket.
In high school, I don't doubt that for.
Come over, I slice it thin.
Right,
I did.
Right,
yes.
In high school, you smoked a brisket.
I did. It was a crock pot effort.
I have to cop to something that happened. I didn't tell it on the show.
What's that?
Because I'm not proud of it. I had a few adult beverages with my old mates over at the other joint.
I hadn't
seen in a while, and I came home. And I had cooked Michael something and put pepper on my food and sneezed. And then I sneezed again. And Michael looked at me and said, "Well, Dad, why are you sneezing?" I said, "It's the pepper." He said, "Pepper?" I said, "Yeah, pepper can make you sneeze." And I put pepper on my hand. I went like that. And I went, "Achoo." And he said, "Can I try that?" And I said, "Yeah." And then I think he sneezed once. And then he's being put to bed by his mother. And she comes around the corner and goes, "Did you make your son sniff pepper?" And I was sitting there on the couch just going, "Yeah, I guess I did. Sorry about that.
Michael.
I've done stuff like that.
You can snort anything if you want.
That's right.
Thank you, Oscar. So glad you weren't there in the background to tip that in.
Yeah.
Michael, really teaching him what to do.
I want you to meet this handyman. His name is Blake.
Blake's over in Miami right now. A study in Australia found 46 distinct ways social media is bad for us. Let me share some of those with you right now.
Okay.
All right, moving right along. Okay. Let's see.
Even better.
You know what he did?
Let me
see. Juked left and fooled us.
Now it's time for a little something, something.
Something, something.
I don't know what this guy was thinking, but I know that I source a lot of different places for material on this particular newscast. Rob and I use one in particular that we get a lot of material from, and they love to use one word more than any other. And I think Rob will back me up on that. And that word is junk.
Oh, they love
junk? They love to call your appendage your junk. And I'm so sick of
in
it.
In your trunk?
Junk and exclamation points. Mm. From this, they make a living.
Anyway, a guy in Thailand recently showed up at the ER after somehow he got his thing stuck in a bottle opener. He couldn't remove it himself because there was too much swelling and he was in a lot of pain in Thailand.
Sure.
So he went to the hospital where they used a special device to cut the opener off. And when they asked him why he did it, he said a friend had suggested it. He said the friend told him that sticking it through the bottle opener would enhance his size. We've had these stories before.
Mm-hmm.
It took about an hour to cut it off, and he had some light bruising, but you'll be happy to know that he should and his thing should make a full recovery. By the way, and we add it to the TMOS dictionary, which I think we're going to keep on hand here, putting your small thing through a smaller thing to make you have a bigger thing will henceforth be referred to as a Bangkok spritz. That's mine. Ask for it by name.
Wow, you should have used it on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah,
so to speak.
How was your Bangkok spritz? Well, look at me.
You should have bought a twist off.
We have to take a break. When we come back, more things we're going to talk about right here. Oscar wants Rob to go on a date. We'll talk about it next.
Dennis Murphy hung around Pondville Media and tried to break into broadcasting, but his natural speech proved to be a huge obstacle. Then one day, he would later tell his biographer, the voice of God told him to take diction lessons, and his whole life changed.
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
Dennis practiced faithfully for many months, and through diligence and perseverance, it was only a question of time before he emerged a major f***ing star.
Good evening, and cheers to you all out there. Welcome to Murphy's Musings. I'm Dennis Murphy. Our broadcast is sponsored this evening by the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Frightfully witty, uncensored content every week. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and purchase a subscription so you never miss a minute of the fun.
There it is. Amazing with Dennis and all those you know, things he's dealt with speech-wise throughout his life. He's still got a great microphone on his computer. Anyway, the 10-year Treasury, which mortgage rates follow, has moved off its lows, indicating interest rates may be rising soon. Mm. So, what does this mean to you? Well, if you haven't taken advantage of the low rates and the increase in your home's equity by now, I have to ask you, why not? With record low interest rates and the availability of all this equity, you can pay off credit cards, student loans, remove PMI, or complete the home improvement project you've been putting off, and you can make it all tax deductible. You have to call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Do it today. Cornerstone First is a direct lender. That means they've got their own cash, so they can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor, whether it's a purchase or a refinance. Call them. Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. They're right in Washington, D.C., in our backyard, and we know them personally. It's not a question of if, but when these rates are going to go back up. So do you and your family a favor and call today, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. And I wanted to add one more little thing that we want to tell you about because I haven't been doing it religiously, and it's Fruitcake Futures, ladies and gentlemen. You have been waiting for it. You've been asking for it, and now you got it. It's the 2021 TMOS Fruitcake Futures. It's time to place your order for the taste treat that has a flavor synonymous with the holidays and Yuletide cheer. After one taste, your taste buds will be happy, and your heart will be even happier knowing that you supported your favorite podcast. Whether you ordered the deluxe or the super premium package, you'll rest easy knowing you helped us out with our annual fundraiser. Every bite will be perfect because Rob wouldn't have it any other
way.
True. Act now because time is limited. Buy now and savor later. They taste even better than you remember them. Hit up MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner. And every purchase supports TMOS, Charlie. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Our most sincere thanks for supporting TMOS. How are we doing with those? We doing all right?
Yes. Yeah,
William Shatner says he hopes to never lose the feeling of the fruitcake.
Remember, it's a limited time, so these will shut down soon.
It's fantastic. Nicky Diamond coming up today also. Yes. He will be featured in our next segment.
Deck.
Very, very exciting. But Oscar told me that you are trying to shame, browbeat, cajole, coerce Mr. Rob Spiewak into going on a date with you tonight.
Ralph Rice is a good friend of the show.
He is.
Yeah, like, Fried is. Very much
Fried's
so. Absolutely.
Fantastic. I get a hot text this morning and says, look, my wife can't make it to...
Did he say it like Borat?
Well, this is a text.
My wife.
She says, my brother Milo can't go to the concert. La, la, la.
Unfortunately, can't make it to tonight's Enrique Iglesias and Ricky Martin concert at the Capital One Arena. My response to him was...
I can't either.
My people... Yes. I literally write back, my people. And he writes, do you want to take your wife?
Do you think he contacted you because you are Latino?
I'll take it if that's the case.
But you're a good one for that. You're a good guy.
I'm in the city. The tickets should not go to waste. I
go. Agree.
I love it.
And I think it's going to be a great show for Oscar.
So now.
For Oscar. But you love concerts.
I do like concerts. And I said, hey, can you believe Ralph dropped off these killer tickets to see Enrique and Ricky tonight?
I bet he's got good ones.
This is where he teased me. And now I have to win over the hot chick. He said, I would love to see them live. And I said, you'd love to. Let's do it tonight. You're a concert guy. Just two grown men going to see Ricky and Enrique. No problem.
Yeah. Go see that. Two of us, two seats, really, really, really close together.
Is this one of the tunage?
Oh, this is probably Enrique's biggest.
The catalog of hits, Mike. It's going to be fantastic. Now, right before the show, this happened. And I said, look, I can ditch my wife, who's committed to going, but, you know, she's on the fence, like in everything,
yes,
including our marriage. I said, I'd love to go with you. You would be fun. You would be fun to go with.
You'd Did you ask music. Anybody? So your wife originally was going to go with you.
I want to ditch my wife for Rob.
And as
why
of now,
want,
she's
why
under
do you
want to
ditch your wife for Rob?
Because, you know, midweek isn't the best week for her. She's got things to do. Rob is fun guy, fun times.
Well, hold on.
Stop the
Before
music.
We start, stop the music, damn it. Before we browbeat Rob, I want to ask more about your missus. Is she on campus right now?
My
she's
missus?
My missus is in a meeting.
Yeah.
My missus is in a meeting.
But did you ask her and she said, I don't know.
No, right now she is operating under the impression
that she's going.
That she's going tonight.
But if I told her, hey.
Mere hours, like a couple of hours before the show.
But if I said, hey, you're out, Rob's in, I don't think she'd be crestfallen.
Think is the operative. Well, what about our boy here? What do you think?
I think that if he was to do this, it would not only make her sad, it would make things awkward between her and me.
Why?
I don't know about that. I think but I can tell you by that answer, he doesn't want to go.
Why don't you want to go? You're already in the city. I'll buy the drinks. I'll treat you like the hot chick.
Tell me how you'll treat me like the hot chick.
Look, usually when you go to these events, people buy beers because they're cheaper. I'll buy you liquor. I know you're a liquor guy.
What about a t-shirt?
I know you don't have any. I know you don't have any socks. You don't have any conflict, so this is just a question of whether you really want to go with him. Now, listen, can I tell you something about our boy, Rob? And Rob knows this, all right?
All right, go ahead.
And I probably feel like I have to speak in more code nowadays, Rob.
Yes.
Socially, Rob Spiewak held up for me his end of the bargain early in our career together. I'm not going to go into great detail, but he knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right? He did a lot of things that, you probably didn't mind it, but I was not some.
Mike, sometimes a sandcastle starts big and strong, and as the waves hit the sandcastle, it dissolves.
Diminishes.
Yes, yes.
I, as much as I love working with people, and with you two, it's been phenomenal. When we travel for work,
great.
If we were to go out for an evening, it would be seamless, probably more fun because we don't see each other a lot. With that said, if we were working together every day, when the bell tolls, when the 5 o'clock whistle blows,
o'clock whistles on the plate.
I am ready to say, hey, I'll see you in dozen hours.
Yes. That's right.
You know, in a dozen hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you back here. I am not somebody who likes to do both.
But he has an empty nest now. There's no rush home.
This is true.
This is true.
You're safe.
And it's not like he's running home to his wife. What he's running home to is what I would run home
complex
to.
Carbs.
Complex carbs
and the ability to put his ass in a chair. And relax. If I've said anything that you disagree with, feel free to.
But you love concerts.
You know what the first four books of the New Testament are? They be gospel.
Okay, he's saying he agrees with me. You are the greatest for two things.
Yes,
as I was saying, you always were for me. And I think I kind of made you a hockey fan to a degree.
Yes.
You were always you were a pretty regular yes.
Yeah.
And we had some good times together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know how Oscar feels because Oscar's come into these wonderful tickets. And by the way, if it's Fried and if it's his wife,
they're going to be great
seats.
They're good.
I think I get that too. He's
and also Oscar is city guy. When it gets after
what time do you go to bed? What time do you go to bed every night?
Usually between 10:30 and 11. Sometimes a little later. Sometimes a little later. But it's
sometimes a little earlier.
Sometimes a little earlier. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a fantastic show, and it's going to be an electric environment because of the fact that this is one of the first big tours to hit DC since pandemic has sort of made it possible
it's a big deal.
For this to happen. I think we've
big
had
deal.
We have had the Foo Fighters came through town. And of course, I think the Eagles came through because they needed money. And I think this might be the third
big show
since the end of or the.
Where are you, Rob Spiewak, on the music of these fine performers?
What do you have in your catalog?
I pulled up the four records that I have for them. I have, of course,
you have four records. Yeah. That's great.
I mean, you can't argue with this. This is one of the best records of its era. Everyone knew it.
Still
everyone loved it.
A hit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Holds up nicely.
Yeah,
here's Julio Iglesias.
Julio Enrique. And then there's, of course, I like this follow-up. Shake your bomb, shake your bomb,
shake your bomb, shake your bomb. Second hit off that album, I remember.
Yeah, I bet the sound's going to be pretty amazing.
Yeah, and also, they're very good-looking men.
Do you think they'll have, like, phenomenal hot female dancers with them?
Of course. And the lighting will be outstanding.
The crowd's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't.
As a matter of fact,
look when my wife's there. And at least with Rob and I, we have the cover of Friendship. Maybe for people looking from the outside in, Relationship.
I might get turned away at the door for not being good looking enough. You say,
Are you leaning towards going?
I am.
Yes.
That's sweet.
Yes.
That makes me happy.
Yes.
That you should go.
It would be stupid not to.
Nobody loves concerts as much as you do.
Yeah, you're a concert guy.
Any concert.
Yeah, you're right.
And if there's talent, and obviously there's talent.
Oh, there'll be talent.
You know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, what about your wife? You got to deal with this.
We're going to let her off the hook.
Yep.
She doesn't want to go?
Mike, even if she did, if I said, hey, this is a work thing, this is good for the show, I got to take Rob, she would understand.
Just put a couple Benadryl in her kombucha. Kombucha. What is it?
That's kombucha.
Whatever.
Kombucha.
That's stupid rotten tea.
Yeah, but if I said it's for the show, this is what my wife wants to do. She wants to leave work, ride her brand new bicycle around the tidal basin, look at hot guys, and then go home.
Hey, what if she sees Ricky Martin at the tidal basin?
Maybe.
Could happen. It could happen.
All I know is we have a bonus show tomorrow, and I think you should go and have a full report. And
would we look like a couple?
Yes.
And you know
you'd
what?
Look like, you'd look like a man with a bear. That's what you'd look like.
Would I be? I don't want to assign roles. Never
no,
mind.
I don't know. I don't want
to.
I don't want to know location,
you're
please.
Cam. No.
Actually, you know what? I do. I actually have a Cam shirt
get
on.
Get a
today.
Little more flamboyant.
Yeah.
There we go.
I used to be a clown.
I think this is fantastic. I think you should go for the event.
Absolutely.
For the show.
Rob, did you show Rob the ticket?
Oh, these are gorgeous.
Rob can tell you, are they good seats?
We've sat in these seats.
Yes,
Mike.
Are they orchestra?
No, section 200 above the stage, looking down on the stage.
Excellent seats.
Okay,
11.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
That's
and
good
12.
Too for that's good for getting service and all that.
News,
you know,
club level.
Getting serviced.
We're in row E, so come find us.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Section 200. Row E.
Yeah.
I say
11 and 12.
All right.
See, that wasn't fantastic. Hard.
No, it wasn't.
Look at the joy.
We got to take a break. All right, you two lovebirds, go enjoy the show. I want a full report on our bonus show tomorrow. And coming
thank you,
up,
Pride.
It's more football. I got it, Rob. Nikki Diamond will be joining us right after that, even though you held that sign out of the shot. Thank you very much. We'll come back with Nikki right here. You are listening to the Enrique Iglesias Show.
Buy a brick. It's not a Ponzi scheme. Let's go Buffalo. Hey, do you want a tour of the Buffalo Wing?
Give me a ride home and I'll show you the O'Mara's Pub sign.
Stop, stop, stop. You guys sound nothing like me. Buying a brick is not a Ponzi scheme. Plus, if you have anything else you'd like to buy, make your purchases through Target and Walmart and the TMOS Shopping Center. Do your part today and help support TMOS. Hey, take it from Goose Cerrito and me.
It'll be okay.
he's got time on his hands now at home, right?
Mike, we'll be joined by Mr. Cerrito in studio next week.
Oh, coming in on crutches with his new name.
We're handicapped accessible here.
Put him in the elevator. Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. And Nikki Diamond coming up here. Cryptocurrency might feel like a super secret or exclusive club, but Coinbase believes that everyone everywhere should be able to get in the door. Whether you've been trading for years or just getting started, Coinbase can help. If you identify as crypto curious, Coinbase makes learning to buy and sell simple. Coinbase offers a trusted and easy-to-use platform to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency. Plus, they support the most popular digital currencies on the market, and they make them accessible to everyone. They offer portfolio management and protection, learning resources, and a mobile app so you can trade securely and monitor your crypto all in one place. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. Whether you're looking to diversify or just getting started, visit the website and check it out. It's a great time to get started. For a limited time, new users can get $10 off and $10 in free Bitcoin, rather, when you sign up today at coinbase.com/TMOS. That's coinbase.com/TMOS for $10 in free Bitcoin. This offer is for a limited time only, so be sure to sign up today. That's coinbase.com/TMOS. And thank you, Coinbase, for sponsoring our show. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. The man, the legend, the prognosticator of Perumph. A man who is enjoying this very controversial NFL season. And I believe the man who once said, John Gruden, what's all the fuss about? Let's say hi to Nicholas Diamond. Hi, Nikki. How are you today?
Hi, Nikki.
I'm feeling good that I've never emailed anyone in my entire life. So we're safe, baby.
No emails.
I call you.
It's the old school, right, Nikki? It's old school. You pick up the phone. You want to talk to somebody. That's good. And, of course, you make sure there are no recording devices on either end of the line.
Yes, a payphone, preferably, yes.
Still got those out there?
They got them, yes. Ernie knows where they're all at. Hey, I want to apologize for last week.
We missed you.
I'm a citizen first, and I had jury duty, Mike.
Oh, that's fantastic. Obviously, did you use your standard line that you use to be excused from jury duty when you get called?
Hey, $15 a day. I stayed on that jury. All right.
Was it weird to be on that side of the courtroom?
Ah, good. Touche there. Touche. Spurlock is who did there. Yes. Not only was I in the jury, I was the foreman, Mikey. Yes, I took over.
Really? Really? Was it
fair but firm? That's my motto.
That's fantastic. And getting back to the whole payphones, I mean, for a long period of time, wasn't your payphone your office?
Oh, I see. It just bust Nikki's balls today. Great. So much for mental health awareness. So out the window. Let's bring them down.
Just having a little fun, Nikki. We're just enjoying ourselves.
That's what we do here. Bermuda boy, I'm laughing too hard at these jokes. All right.
All right. Well, let's get right to it. It's another fantastic week in the NFL, pal.
Fantastic. Keeps getting better. Yes. We'll start out with the Diamond variant. Yes. Nothing can stop it. It'll get through anything. Speaking of juries and judges, it's a little theme here. The Ravens, your team, Bermuda boy, they will defeat the Chargers. Overruled. No, they won't. Okay. I say the Chargers, they go into Baltimore. They're getting three. They're going to win outright. Baltimore, too many of these crazy victories. It's going to catch up to you. Justin Herbert, that man, that arm, what a million-dollar arm, probably $100 million arm in this these days. Yes, I say the Chargers, they go into Baltimore. They win outright. It's just light them up, L.A. Chargers, baby. Let's go for your fantastic five, the top five teams in the NFL. Number five, the previously mentioned Los Angeles Chargers. Number four, Tampa Bay. Tom Brady still getting it done. Number four, L.A. Keep it in L.A., the Rams. Number two, Arizona Cardinals. 5-0. Got to show them some love. Kyler Murray. He's 4'7", an amazing quarterback. It's one of those great mysteries, like, should I be a jockey or an NFL quarterback? Tomato, Jim Amato. And number one, the best team in the NFL, the Buffalo Bills, Jimmy Cerino.
Hey.
No wings and make $1 million. That's what I'm talking about. And now, your diamond pick of the week. You need a fantasy guy that's going to really deliver. We're going to go to Monday nights. Yeah, you have to wait all the way till Monday. Stephon Diggs out of Maryland, your neck of the woods, fellas. Good player, having a great player, having a good season. I say that great player now finally has his breakout game. Tennessee Titans, they got no defense. Stephon Diggs, 150 and a touchdown. He's gonna light him up, baby! Yeah!
Wow.
Jury yes. duty! Hey, you were guilty, you son of a bitch! Yes, I found you guilty. I did that. Yes, Nicky Diamond, Herb, wow. Ernie, still alive. Very much alive. Very yes. much alive.
Okay.
Adios, amigos. Love you.
There you go. Bye bye. There he goes. All right. It's always different this year. You know, he keeps us on our heels, doesn't yeah. he? I mean, there's yeah. just no, you never know where he's going, what direction
I
he's going.
I also want to know what happened with the Merle.
Yeah. Well,
was there like a.
He hasn't done the Merle this year, I don't think.
No, I think that there was a conversation had offline about the shirt thing.
And well, I think also, we can probably talk to him about that. But also it's just like, you never know where he's going, you know? It's
he
crazy.
Discontinued the carry. Remember the sleeper pick?
Yeah.
So, we'll find
you
out.
You know, he's a creative man.
He
and,
is.
You know,
and I'm glad he did the jury duty. I would love to see
him. Well, it was a quick trial, obviously, if he was on this. Really quick, while we have a second here, and I should probably have longer time to talk about it. Where do you two line up? And this is serious. I think about stuff like this because I have nothing in my life. I am really, really a little burned out on the Halloween yard decorations where people are putting out the scenes of slaughter and beheaded bodies and impalements. And so I'm all for Halloween yard decorations with skeletons and witches and all that kind of stuff. But when you start doing that, isn't this the whole way we are now, where we have to be the little toddlers, even as grown-ups, where we have to have the yard that's really filled with real. I saw one online where it was multiple bodies. It looked like a crime scene, and it was, Halloween-y. You know, it was like a movie set. It was
weird. In this day and age, I think maybe we should be, and I'm not an ultra-sensitive snowflake.
I'm not either. I'm not a snowflake. I swear to God, I'm not a snowflake.
Snowballs, really?
Balls. Snowballs.
Giant, big snowballs with chocolate ganache all over them.
I'm with you. That's and I also, I don't like people that go over the top with Halloween decor, even if it is just, you know, skeletons. You know what I really hate? Oh, I detest it because people are lazy with it. The fake cobwebs.
I think they're
that they
fun.
Put on bushes, but they don't stretch them out.
Well,
so
you're
just
talking
like
about decorations in general. Yeah, I'm talking about taking it to a step. If you were walking by with a 5-year old,
it'd be
and your 5-year old says, "What is that?" I think it's like, I think it has to be, you have to be a little mindful of that type of thing. But even beyond that, take
what about
that out because that is
about,
a snowflake
what
argument.
What about the 7-foot skeleton from Home Depot everybody's trying to get?
That's traditional kind of Halloween-y stuff. But at the same time, it becomes a keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
And, you know, as we enter the official holiday season with Halloween and the me first era where we're always doing that, I don't mind driving by and seeing a balls to the wall Halloween display. Mm-hmm. Or seeing an amazing Christmas display. If you're doing that, I think it's entertaining. I think it's fantastic.
What about
if you're doing something? Hold on, let me finish. If you're doing something to create a scene that looks like a mass shooting, I think it's a little bit, you ought to just be a little. Isn't Halloween ultimately
kids.
A child's holiday?
Yes.
Is it not?
Yeah, it is. Right. It is.
That's what I
think. I agree with you, if I may just add this on, that there is a line.
Yeah,
like there is a lot. If you start, if you somehow have found a YouTube video to make fake skin and tissue to make it look like it's some like a horror movie,
Oscar, it's tissue,
It may be something that kids won't understand.
Mm-hmm.
They just won't.
What about Mike? Where do you stand on ultra-violent Christmas decorations?
Crash that has Jesus with an AK-47.
I had last year. I had Jesus stabbing Santa.
You know, all I know is because we have an 8-year-old.
Yeah,
we went to the pumpkin patch over the weekend.
Fun.
And this is what I love about my family. My daughters were the same way. We drove in. There was a queue of about maybe 30 people. In line, holding their pumpkins. And Carla looked at Michael and said, "Michael, you know, we can go to the grocery store and just get one of these in five minutes. And Michael goes, "Yeah, that's cool." And we all walked away, and we didn't want to go on the moon bounce or any of that good stuff. But this is once again where it's jostle for position, pull in there, and I don't know. I don't want to sound like a total curmudgeon, but because no, I like the right. holidays and you're all targeted. That. And I'll probably, I've got a, by the way, I have a Halloween costume this year.
Really?
I will be, Carla and I will be dressing up.
Did you all ever carve pumpkins as kids with your family?
I have.
We grew them. We sold them.
Rob was a farmer. Boy.
Yeah.
Grew and sold them. Howden pumpkins, spooky pumpkins.
I didn't carve my first pumpkin till I was in seventh grade.
Oh, really? That's sad.
But I didn't do it over my house. I did it over my friend's house because my parents were never home to carve them.
Did you carve something else like an avocado or something?
Yeah, that's right, Rob. That's right. Because I'm Spanish.
In Bolivia. Bolivia, one carves the avocado on the 1st of August.
We do not normally carve the pumpkin when we are in Bolivia. We carve the mango. The mango is, I don't know what it is with that. That's sad that you didn't
carve
pumpkin.
On All Saints Day, we do the Virgin Mary on a mango. And we light it from the inside.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. I'm all for holidays. I just think, hey, you know, if you're putting something in your yard that's going to terrorize somebody, and it's just, I wouldn't want, if I was living, I always put it in this category. If I'm living next to the guy that I go out every morning and I'm looking at eight bodies without heads that are in the
grotesque,
in the yard.
Graphic violence is not appropriate.
I'm canceling my Brian Laundrie display.
All right, play the stuff.
America, that's your hero.
We're leaving. That's it. Okay.
Stuff is said in jest sometimes.
Yes. And yes, I am going out as Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yes!
This year.
Good man.
Oh, that's excellent.
No, I'm not. No, I'm a carton of milk. And Carla's a cookie. There you are. Yeah, it's cheap. It's cheap and it fit. That's what goes. We'll be right back.
If you missed the latest bonus show, you missed a lot.
Dog. It's going to be a big day tomorrow.
Big year.
It's built for Mike O'Mara.
We're going to play a game.
I had very thick sideburns.
If your dog is constipated, why mess with a good thing?
Did you ever see Debbie sloshed?
No, never. Not a single time.
By the way, tell Karen it was a wonderful dinner.
I'll never have Goldschlager again.
Happy Thanksgiving.
The TMOS bonus show is your only chance to get that fifth hour of laughs, and it's sent to your device every Friday. Try a week, a month, or splurge for an entire year subscription. Your support keeps that comedy train chugging. Click the bonus show banner, get a subscription, and start laughing now. It's all at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I guarantee you, when Rob and Oscar go to the concert, Rob will probably be sitting on his phone playing Best Fiends because he is obsessed with it. It is the best match three style game by far. Explain to me the match three style game.
Okay.
What is that?
Well, we've talked about the things you need to defeat. Like, for example, I'm right now at level 4599. It's called Impactful Berries.
Yes.
And the items drop down on your screen. For example, 75 raindrops I need to collect in this round. So you need to find when three raindrops connect or more and connect them, and that's how you collect the raindrops.
And it's always changing, right?
Ever changing. There's something brand new since the last time we talked about it, where if you connect three ears of corn, they become popcorn. It's crazy.
Where all the rest of these games are basically the same game with different color schemes. Stop crushing the same old candy and try a puzzle game with something fresh to offer. With Best Fiends, you play through an actual storyline, complete with good guys, the fiends, and the not-so-good guys, the slugs.
Slugs!
Your fiends start out as wee baby versions of their future selves. The more you play, the more fiends join your team, and the more powerful they become, helping you solve increasingly challenging puzzles as you progress through the game. It's an action-packed adventure and a brain-boosting puzzle game, and with new content added all the time, you're never bored. It's fantastic. Always a fresh challenge waiting for you when you need a mental pick-me-up. Download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. You going to love it. And now, without further ado, let me get in there. I'm having problems
there
with it today, but it worked. Thank God. Something worked.
Thank you. It's good.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Diller. Do yourself a favor. Don't drive unless you have to. Personally, I've got it all figured out. I'm carpooling to work with my husband, Fang. That is, if he ever finds a job.
There she is.
She lives there. She lives there.
She's a resident.
You know who else is a resident of the dumpster? Fang.
Fang.
Fang is there too.
Thank you. We got that together. Absolutely.
Did you know you could trademark sounds?
Yes.
I did not.
I didn't ever really
like
think
NBC?
About it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
and that's actually, those notes are GEC for the General Electric Corporation. And now you know. But anyway, here's a montage.
He's got it in there. It's in his brain.
If you could just do that for good. Use that power.
I know.
Power,
if you could turn his powers
like,
into good.
To move
like,
fruit
really
cakes,
know. Yes.
Or figure out a way to pay less for the ingredients. Please, for the love of God.
No, but he'll
it's
know
be fun
a fact
at the concert
like that.
Tonight.
He'll regurgitate that. Ah, you guys have enough cocktails, you'll love each other. It'll be fantastic.
Hey, Enrique, you see this guy? He used to carve an avocado. Here's a montage of trademark sounds. I guarantee you're going to know all of them.
Law and Order.
Yep.
Go!
Homer Simpson.
Right?
Darth Vader.
Exactly. And related to Darth Vader.
Lightsaber.
Exactly. Great sound.
Oh. Look, I like the start of the lightsaber, but I like the way it when it moves around where it's like.
Sounds like a vibrator though, right?
Well, you can make a vibrator sound like that. And man, you'll be popular.
Yeah, talk about, she put the Lay in Leia.
Okay, why did you have to top me on that?
Tarzan.
Goonies.
Nope. I disagree.
No, is that, what was it?
Go ahead.
Tarzan.
Affleck!
The Affleck.
You got mail.
Yeah, hold on. Stop it for a sec.
Huh?
Does Gilbert Gottfried get a little slice even though they bumped him from that?
I don't think so.
That sucks.
That does suck.
You've got mail.
AOL.
Popping fresh.
60 minutes.
Yeah, can you believe they could do a stopwatch? They could trademark? It's crazy. Yeah. Anyway, so all that stuff. That is all trademark sound. Now, Mike, pardon me for getting tripped up because it was an exciting day yesterday.
Okay.
They released a lengthy trailer for the Beatles' 3-part documentary, Get Back, that's going to drop on Thanksgiving. Mm. And it is some of the stuff they showed. I didn't know they were going to address in it. I have going to play you a small clip here. We can actually hear the Beatles writing songs, looking for lyrics. This is Paul doesn't know the words to Get Back yet. And John doesn't know. George doesn't know something, and John actually makes a suggestion. This is fascinating.
Looking for a what? What is it? Looking for a home to last.
Looking for a blast from the past.
What could it be? Paul, something in the way she moves. What attracted me at all?
Just say whatever comes in the head each time attracts me like a cauliflower until you get the word.
But it's going to be such a comical thing, like in 50 years' time. They broke up because Yoko sat on an M.
They actually say it's going to be wild in 50 years when people say we broke up because Yoko sat on an amp.
Wow.
So it's so exciting for a Beatles fan because the movie Let It Be, where they're pulling the footage from, not only was dark and hard to watch, it was about sadness, and they found so much happy stuff. And Mike, now I'm done. Okay, David Arquette.
I'm sorry. I think it's, you know, asked and answered.
Now, how much is it going to cost?
What? I've already got Disney Plus. All is well.
Okay, you know what? I'll watch that movie. I'm okay with that. They're iconic. I respect
and it's directed
the Beatles.
By
I like the Beatles.
Peter Jackson did an amazing job. Everyone seems to be extraordinarily happy with
like
it. And also, Oscar, you'll love this.
Yes.
They color corrected all the footage.
Oh,
for the
I
first time
that.
In 60 or 50 years. It looks fantastic.
Okay.
So David Arquette is certifiable. I'm pretty sure he is.
I'm not a fan, never have been. Just think he was more of a famous family and kind of an outcast, not low on
the Arquette ladder. Wrong. A
low on the Arquette, but also not good at anything acting.
But he got very lucky when he was cast as Dewey in the Scream movies because he was able to make an inordinate amount of money. What's he doing with his money? He bought the rights to Bozo the Clown.
I don't think that's dumb.
Might be genius.
Well, I don't know with the way things are now, maybe not best to be investing in clowns.
I fell in love with Bozo when I was a kid, and it really just lit my heart up. And I want to bring that kind of joy to people of the world. There's a lot of rebuilding we have to do for the love of clowns in general. But we're being really sensitive about it. There's going to be a lot of charity involved. That's the whole goal. A lot of charity, a lot of giving back, a lot of laughing and smiling.
Sounds to me like he might be able to fix your friend's driveway.
Seems like he's in a sweet spot.
I don't know. It's a different world now. Yeah. My son knows Pennywise better than he knows clowns Bozo.
Clowns haven't been a good thing in a long, long time.
Are you kidding me? If you go by that rule, you present not good things all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just
so
wondering whether you could do a reboot of Happy Bozo from a more innocent
time.
This? I don't know.
How
I'm
about
not sure
this?
About
what
that.
If it's Sexy Bozo?
But it's the IP that you're buying. That's what's priceless.
I suppose. And
someone's willing to sell it.
Well, we can all agree on one thing, that Larry Harmon was a dick. And he owned the Bozo. And so at least David Arquette.
Well, Larry Harmon was Bozo, correct?
But he was a Bozo, but he was also responsible for training all the local Bozos.
Okay. All right. All right.
Willard was a Bozo, and Captain 20, Dick Dizel, was also, and Count Gore Duvall was also a Bozo.
Okay,
Mike.
God. Doesn't it hurt sometimes when you're regurgitating all that stuff?
It hurts
that's in
when
your brain?
You say
God,
that.
I love that you know this, but
God.
Again, for good, not evil. Use those powers.
I mean, it just comes out in this savant way. It is savant-like, isn't it?
Yeah.
He knows this stuff. Mike,
but he ate the spectrum.
I ate the spectrum?
I'll
tell you what, I'll meet you at the show. And I'll hold the tickets. Just be right outside the sports book. I'll be there at 5:00. I promise. Don't call. Mike, do you remember the guy that drank that seltzer and regurgitated and ran to the garage?
Yes, one of the greatest sounds we ever had on the show.
I close with two tapes that are reminiscent of that for me. There is a viral video, the One Chip Challenge. The hottest chip out there is called a Packy Chip.
Oh, really?
And what you do is
snack chip.
Yeah, and when you eat it, when it's made with ghost peppers or something, I'm sure.
Okay.
The challenge is go as long as you can without drinking, spitting it out, or getting sick.
Mm.
Here's the hot chip challenge.
3, 2, 1, eat. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Bro, I can still feel it. I can't play. Oh my God!
So
true pain.
That's pretty good sound there.
That's pretty
good.
That really is.
But this is my favorite, because if you're ever in, and it appears to be South Africa, and you're approached by a warthog, don't pet it, because they have a bad disposition. Here's a gentleman, and this is a big warthog. I would say probably 4 feet in length, and he approaches this man.
He's going to come up the steps. Oh my goodness, and he's huge. I wonder if we can pet him.
No, don't.
Hello, boy.
Help me.
I want to play it one more time.
Please,
when he snaps at him and
hello,
knocks him
over, boy.
The man says, help me.
He's going to come up the steps. Oh my goodness, and he's huge. I wonder if we can pet him.
No, don't.
Hello, boy.
Help me.
That's a digital dumpster. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Help me now.
Help me.
You're right, love. You said not to pet the damn thing. Very good. Oh, my.
You're right.
So, Willard was a bozo.
Yes.
Who else
20?
Was a bozo? Our friend Don O'Brien was a bozo.
I did not know that.
Wasn't he?
He was
Ronald McDonald, I think.
Yeah, and then, but Captain 20, Dick Dizel, who also played Count Gore Duvall on Channel 20, was Channel 20's bozo.
Surrounded by clowns.
Very good. Yeah. It's
clown.
Everybody likes that clown.
Clown.
We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new bonus show, the date of Rob and Oscar. I had no idea I was going to have material for the bonus show tomorrow. It's like a gift. You two just go out and do something obnoxious.
Of course.
Anyway, we'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow for Rob Spiewagon, Oscar Santana. This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Hey, Enrique.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I can tell you this, he won't sell anybody out to buy his future. And that, my friends, is called integrity. That's called courage. Now that's the stuff leaders should be made of.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.